You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Buchel. The City of Montreal tabled its 2024 budget on Wednesday, clocking in at just under $7 billion. That number represents a 3.6% increase from 2023, which officials stress is under the rate of inflation. Despite high inflation, the city's aiming to keep spending low without cutting services.
Le budget qu'on vous présente aujourd'hui, ben, il est responsable. C'est le mot qui me vient en tête. C'est le mot, en fait, qui nous a conduit tout au long de nos travaux de la dernière année.
Whether or not that will make property owners happy is another story. Residential property taxes are seeing an almost 5% hike, with variation depending on your borough. But a 32% jump in property valuations between 2022 and 2023 mean that this year's increases will be keenly felt. And if history is any indication, landlords will pass on those increases to tenants.
The expenses of the city are going to rise, of course, but it's quite from only 3.5%. So this is why it's connected to the raise of the 4.9 taxes. And for me, it's about protecting all the services, because this is something that all Montrealers have asked us. It's very important to them, and we agree this is part of the fundamental mission of a city, to make sure that arenas are open, libraries, that, you know, snow removal continues, all these things that people are attached to.
The tax hike represents a major change for Plante. She's long called dependence on property taxes outdated and has campaigned for a more diverse set of revenue-raising tools. She echoed that at Wednesday's press conference, saying that the tax hike was an unfortunate necessity. Plante added that she's waiting on provincial developments that would give cities like Montreal new revenue-raising powers.
For that to happen, there has to be some regulation and some laws being tabled by the government of Quebec, because, as you know, we are under, in some areas, when it comes to fiscality, we are closely connected to the government of Quebec. Now, with the Minister Laforêt, I have just tabled projet de loi, a bill, that will give us some tools. But we need to analyze this projet de loi, this bill. We need to look at what will be possible. But of course, this is what we are looking for.
Of the extra $235 million the city's spending this year, the biggest element of that is going to the ARTM, which will table its own budget in the coming days. That $48.4 million represents a roughly 7% increase in transit spending from 2023 for the Public Transit Authority for Greater Montreal. Those extra funds couldn't come at a better time. Last month, transit agencies sounded the alarm about a projected $2.5 billion deficit over the next 5 years. The province is only covering around 70% of next year's deficit, with the 4 years after that left up in the air. But transit financing researcher Lancelot Rodrigue says the city's funding likely won't make much of a dent in the deficit, with most of the extra funds going toward free OPIS fares for seniors.
The core of that, which is about 36 million, so 75% of it, is for the free fare for older adults. So these funds will not necessarily go into reducing current deficit that the ARTM has, because they're already for another measure. They come from the city budget going to cover the loss fare revenue that would be from this measure.
Even if the city knew about the budget deficit, they wouldn't have had enough time after negotiations with the province concluded to make any meaningful investments to financing the sector. Public transit leaders, for their part, are saying they're going to do their best not to cut service.
Of course, they knew there was a shortfall. Like, negotiation and talks started back last summer, but the main thing is that the main element was like, we know there's going to be a shortfall, but no one wanted necessarily to be the one to cover it. So the responsibility of who's going to cover it to what extent came very late.
After transit, it was policing that got the biggest bump, a $35.5 million increase. Part of that funding will go towards raises, and another big chunk will help the SPVM hire 225 new officers by the end of the year. The city says they need more police to implement Vision Zero, with greater traffic enforcement in school zones. Another big reason to hire more cops, they say, is to cut down on overtime pay, a long-standing issue in the force that puts a strain on municipal budgets. Security accounts for almost 20% of municipal spending in Montreal.
Since 2020, the Projet Montréal government has increased the police budget by more than any other large city in Canada.
For Dr. Ted Rutland, an associate professor at Concordia University studying policing in Montreal, this year's increase is a case of déjà vu.
Well, they increased the budget by $65 million last year in order to hire 150 more police officers. The police didn't hire 150 more police officers. They spent all their money anyway, and they went over their budget by $47 million. So, you know, someone might want to explain how we gave them $65 million to hire more cops. They didn't do it. They used the money anyway, and then went over their budget by $47 million. So now this year, we're told we need to give them $35 million so they can hire more cops. You know what's going to happen is they're not going to hire them. They're going to spend all that money, and they're going to go over their budget again. The Montreal police go over their budget by an average of $35 million a year, every year. So they basically give themselves their own budget. They're the only police force in Canada that does this. The closest comparable to Montreal is Vancouver, which goes over its budget by an average of $2 million a year.
This may be unusual in Canada, but it's not in Montreal. The Projet Montréal government has increased police budgets far outside of the national average for every year since 2020, when Black Lives Matter protests changed the way most Canadians think about policing.
You know, it's useful to think about these budget increases in relation to 2020, because that was the moment of the second wave of the Black Lives Matter movement. It was a time where defunding the police, reinvesting in communities, and reimagining public safety was on everyone's lips, where a majority of Canadians supported defunding the police, and where defunding the police came to be synonymous with Black Lives Matter. And so, you know, if we want to look at the record of Projet Montréal since 2020, it's not hard to conclude that Black lives don't matter.
The big news this week, of course, has been the resignation of Dominique Olivier, the president of Montreal's executive committee. Olivier came under fire last week following a Journal de Montréal investigation, which showed that she spent taxpayers' dollars on lavish dinners and travel while head of the city's public consultation office, the OCPM. Mayor Plante started the press conference acknowledging the work that Olivier has done towards the budget. That work will now be undertaken by Luc Rabouin, borough mayor of the Plateau Montréal.
Je pense que c'est pas un secret, n'est-ce pas, suite à la démission de Dominique Olivier lundi après-midi. Ben, vous vous imaginez bien que c'est une semaine qui est exigeante. C'est évident. Mais je tiens d'ailleurs à remercier Madame Olivier pour le travail qu'elle a fait dans ce budget-là.
While the mayor has expressed confidence in Olivier, her swift resignation likely reflects the timing of this scandal, when tax increases will force Montrealers to tighten their belts. I'm Jules Bijal. Thanks for listening.